Please adjust your volume to suit your listening needs. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
You press play. Shutting your eyes if it helps, you take a moment to tune out what's around you. The static of your surrounds. The lure of other devices. The presence of people. You resist it at first, your body letting out a few final fidgets. But then something shifts and you sink into a comfortable stillness. You sink into your breath.
In, out, in, out.
You sink effortlessly into the ground.
In, out.
You fall gracefully, your body rolling gently over itself, as if wrapped in water.
In, out.
Your head breaks through the surf and you find yourself washing up onto a pristine beach. Your body makes an imprint in the wet yet warm sand. Your desperate longing to be at one with nature over the past months is finally being satisfied. The sun flickers through your eyelids as the waves gently lap at your legs. You feel pampered and lulled to sleep as you breathe as one with the ocean.
In, out, in.
Until a frisbee slaps you in the face, you turn and face the crest of the sandy dune behind you. You witness an aerial opera of different projectiles, balls, kites, sand, drones, seagulls. The intimacy you felt when you were lying with the beach dissipates as you walk into the commotion.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
You search for patterns.
In the distance, there are rows upon rows of colored towels carefully laid out. The leathery skin of sunbathers blurs the mosaic. Your nose turns you towards the smell of chicken salt. You're instantly engulfed by a swarm of seagulls as a gang of children conduct them by throwing handfuls of hot chips this way and that. You stagger away from the squeals of laughter and sit for a moment amongst plastic wrappers and bottles.
Facing the waves again, the previously empty waters are now full of flesh and floating objects, pushed and pulled by the tides. You close your eyes to focus on the coolness of the breeze on your face instead of the ultraviolet radiation penetrating your skin. A wet mass of hair suddenly blankets your left leg and you awake to the suggestive nuzzles of a scruffy dog with a tennis ball in its mouth. You throw the ball into the crashing waves and the dog quickly becomes another swirling pigment in this technicolor mural. Your mind sloshes around in your skull and you close your eyes again.
The cacophony of noises rises around you. Portable speakers moving closer and further away playing Travis Scott and G-Eazy and other music of the day. Laughter and screams and squawks and yelps against the rumble of the wind and waves. It's nature remixed. You seal your eyes as tightly as you can.
In a moment, the dissonant composition thins as some of the tracks disappear. You finally release the tension in your eyes and take in the scene once more. Every human being around you is gone. There are no tracks or clues to suggest where they've gone, just the remnants of their presence on the beach.
A series of sandcastles topple like dominoes with no hands to protect them. Bodyboards are tossed around in the surf without bodies to weigh them down.
The tiled mosaic of towels becomes more vivid before its colors slowly begin to vanish as they catch on the wind. Within an hour, they have spread out in tangled heaps. Within another 2 hours, the sand has already started to take them. The sun is setting, a sight no longer beheld by anyone but you, by you and animal eyes. The seagulls have taken to the land with no flailing limbs to bother them. They share the spoils of uneaten chips and melted ice cream, while others calmly nest in the sand, as if suddenly stress-free. You're reminded of your right ankle as the dog from before gently nibbles it. It leaves its tennis ball and walks towards a cliff at the far end of the beach. You follow it through the twilight.
Led by your canine companion, you wind along the weathered coast. Once driven roads lay waste to rusting cars, and cracks in the bitumen reveal the richness of the soil beneath, sprouting all manner of flowers and fruit. You begin to focus on your footsteps.
Left, right, left, right.
You take massive strides over space and time.
Left, right.
The dog leads you into the cover of forest. It is quiet, but not quite silent. In fact, the wind rustling through the leaves sounds identical to the turning of pages in a book. You instantly remember what it was like to feel little again, to be young.
The enormous ancient trees watch over you as you play hide and seek, keeping you from harm. You dive into the lush leaf litter beneath you. It's as soft as a pillow, and you sleep undisturbed for months. You wake to a dryness in your mouth, and your body leads you confidently to a slender river. You drink the running water, refrigerated by the forest. It tastes like nothing. You hear the creak of a human-made structure for the first time in a long time. A wooden bridge shakes beside you. Moss and fungi have reclaimed the bridge, making it hard to walk. You stand at its peak, and you can feel the pine slats stretch beneath you. Holding the handrail, your fingers trace over letters carved into the wood, though only just distinct.
K plus M.
Humanity now seems like a forgotten dream. You close your eyes and breathe in the smells of the earth. A single drop of rain lands on your face, making its way past a thick canopy, then another, then many more. A downpour quickly envelops you, releasing hidden scents trapped within the soil. And then the bridge collapses under the weight of the rain, detritus tumbling into the rushing river below. But you don't fall. Suddenly, you're not there at all.
The rain ceases and the filtered sun slowly dries everything. No longer concerned by the presence of the world's apex predator, the forest begins to move and vibrate in a way that no person has ever experienced. Small insects scuttle over the brown brittle leaves, their steps now discernible and amplified. Ants, centipedes, crickets and spiders. Lizards and snakes come out of hiding and warm themselves on the smooth rocks. The forest has been home to their ancestors and relations for millennia. There is only one foreigner that remains. The dog, now old with a limping walk, returns from one of its many journeys away. It searches for you. Hours turn into weeks, weeks into months. It finally gives up and lies amongst the washed up remnants of the bridge. It scratches over the letters K plus M. A part of it will always miss you. Miss the humans that bred it to rely on them. It closes its eyes, thinking of you and the tennis ball. Every other creature has now forgotten you were ever there.
Maybe the memory of you will be held somewhere in the complex root and communication systems of the ancient trees.
Or maybe they too will forget.